Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Oregon State Police have issued an alert in the search for the driver of a Toyota pickup truck suspected of running down and killing two men along Highway 199 in Josephine County, Oregon, early this morning. The alert has been sent to all law enforcement agencies in the region, including Northern California, and authorities are searching for a tan or light beige 1980s-era Toyota pickup truck with a camper shell and damage to the front end. The driver of that vehicle is suspected of hitting two men who were crossing Highway 199 and then fleeing the scene headed southbound. Highway 199 was closed in both directions for more than 4 hours, while emergency personnel were on scene. The two men, aged 41 and 21, have not been identified as of yet, pending notification of next of kin, and anyone who sees the vehicle or who has any information is asked to contact the nearest law enforcement agency. The sheriff's office is investigating a suspicious fire that destroyed a Volkswagen parked in the 3500 block of Eel River Drive in Lolita on Tuesday night. Volunteer firefighters responded to the scene and found the car fully involved and determined that the cause of the fire was suspicious. The owner of the vehicle is registered as a resident of San Jose, and the sheriff's office has been in contact with San Jose police in an effort to locate the owner. The County Arson Task Force team has opened an investigation, and anyone with information about the fire, the vehicle, or the vehicle owner is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Green Diamond Resource Company announced today that President Bill Brown will retire at the end of this year and named Senior Vice President Douglas Reed to be his successor. Brown has served as company president since 2006. Board Chairman Colin Mosley said in a statement, and I quote, "Bill skillfully led the company during a very difficult recession with profound challenges for the company in the forest products industry. We are grateful for his dedication and stewardship over the past 7 years," end quote. Reed will become Green Diamond's new president beginning on January 1, 2014. Coast Central Credit Union announced that it has awarded $50,000 in grants as part of its community reinvestment program. Coast Central has donated $16,000 to Casa of Del Norte, nearly $16,000 to Dream Quest Teen and Youth Center in Willow Creek, $10,000 to Friends of the Arcata Library, and $7,000 to Mad River Youth Soccer. Coast Central commits $100,000 each year to its community program, and the funds are distributed twice a year. President and CEO Dean Christensen said in a statement, and I quote, "I am very proud that we're able to give back to the communities we serve. This level of giving by the credit union will provide these organizations the necessary stimulus during trying economic times," unquote. Applications for the next round of funding are currently being accepted. Contact Coast Central for more information. The County Department of Public Works is inviting local residents to add their comments and input into the draft hazard mitigation plan hosted at the county website. The hazard mitigation plan will serve as the coordinating document for risk reduction efforts over the next 5 years and addresses issues and risks associated with natural disasters such as floods, tsunamis, and earthquakes. You can leave your public comment online or contact the Department of Public Works. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Resource Conservation District continues its work on a multi-year public works project designed to improve the quality of the Salt River watershed in Ferndale. The Salt River Ecosystem Restoration Project seeks to address environmental issues that negatively impact water quality in the region. Flooding along the river is a serious problem for landowners in the area, as County Supervisor Rex Bone explains.
Best case scenario, it'll stop a lot of the Ambrosini Lane out there at Port Kenyon. All the nuisance flooding, and it's not, nuisance flooding sounds like a minor problem, but this is getting into people's houses. They're losing the use of their lands. This has been such a big problem.
Bone went on to say that the project is receiving political help and outlined specific locations that are being addressed.
I've had great help from our assemblyman and our Congressman Jared Huffman, because we have some problems over on Frog Alley, Ambrosini Lane, and that area with Williams Creek, and we're hoping to go up that and take that plug out and take that flooding issue out for those. There's a large group of homeowners of 22 that flood every year.
The project will also help restore tidal wetlands, allowing for biologically diverse tidal wetland habitats. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.